Now, what other things would you make with the hog, meat from the hog?
Make sausages.
Yeah.
And something else that man used to make, I don't know.
Chitlin.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about that thin thing.
Pork chop.
And it ain't pork chop either. You know what he do? He is something in that hog. Let me see how you call it. But anyhow, he take that and put it in that thing.
Pig liver?
No, he put it in that thing and flatten it just like a what, a cake.
Yeah.
He seasoned it good because he used to give me some of that.
Hog sausages.
That's what I said. Hog sausages. Oh, wait a minute. Hog sausages is round. And this thing is flat like a biscuit. It's flat in a biscuit. Just about that wide.
Uh-huh.
Now you take that and you fry it when you cook it.
Yeah, many of them. Scrapple, pond hogs.
Something like that. I don't know what you call it, but sausage is round and long. Now,
you could make the sausage flat too.
Well, maybe it's that, but that thing was good.
What'd you make from the head?
Hog and cheese.
And would you ever make a dish from the liver by cooking it and grinding it up?
Mm-hmm. No, we never grind it up. You know, grind it in one of them.
But you make liver hash?
No, we never did. But I ate it though.
With the blood, you'd make.
You make blood pudding. You know, just like a sausage.
How did you make that? Tell me about it.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know.
Why do you make that? Blood pudding?
Yeah.
When they killed them.
Now, you take the what else? You take the maybe the parts of the, any other parts of the...
Well, that's all you can make on that.
Yeah.
You take the liver and all that stuff and you cut it up and you make like a soup.
Push that door.
You ever take any of the other parts of the hog or cow when you kill them?
You take the fat and make crackers and
mix it up with cornmeal and make what?
Cornmeal.
Crackling bread.
No,
After you crack it, you have to pick all the big part of the crackling, most so the crackling, down to the bottom. You can make crackling bread real good. Now, did you ever have liver and lights or anything like that? You see it done? Yeah, they call that a soupe.
Yeah.
So you cut all that together, the tail, the liver, and the light, and all stuff in the hog.
Yeah.
Call it a soupe. It's very good.
Well,
now you might set the milk in front of the fire and let it do what? And then you
the milk.
Yeah. Do you ever keep thick sour milk around?
But they used to do that. Yeah. Sour milk tiny the clapper.
Eat
that with sugar.
Yeah. Did you ever make any kind of cheese out of that?
No, we never did. But they have made it though. It's so late on that room.
I made
it all.
Let's hear
that
mother. It's very good.
Yeah.
You make cheese and butter.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Very good.
Now, you kept your butter too long. You say the butter had got.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
Dude. Got what?
If you keep it too long.
Yeah. How would you say it looked or tasted? You know, tasted.
What you mean, sour?
Yeah. Or tasted. Would you ever say it tasted
sour?
Yeah.
What do you mean tasted?
Did you ever say the butter got stout? You ever hear anybody say that?
No, I never heard anybody say that.
Okay.
Mm.
Well, I tell you, sometimes you can taste it, look like it gets kind of rancid to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Butter, it do.
Yeah.
It's kind of rancid.
Would you ever have any other ways of saying it? You know, if the meat got the
tangy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, sure. You mean in French?
Well, yeah, or English. Or
gâté.
Yeah.
That's gâté, you call it.
Uh-huh.
That's boil. It's,
or
such as meat or